We're reading the writings of Rabash. We're reading the article concerning love of friends.
Again.
Article number two.
Yes.
Concerning love of friends. One. The need for love of friends. Two. What is the reason I chose specifically these friends, and why have the friends chosen me? Three. Should each of the friends disclose his love for the society, or is it enough to feel love in one's heart and practice love of friends in concealment, and thus not need to openly show what is in his heart? It is known that being humble is a great thing. But we can also say the opposite, that one must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts toward the friends, so they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's. It turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if the group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces of the need who understand that it is necessary to engage in love of friends. However, if each of them does not show the society that he is practicing love of friends, then one lacks the force of the group. This is so because it is very hard to judge one's friend favorably. Each one thinks that he is righteous and that only he engages in love of friends. In that state, one has very little strength to practice love of others. Thus, this work specifically should be public and not concealed. But one must always remind oneself of the purpose of the society. Otherwise, the body tends to blur the goal, since the body always cares for its own benefit. We must remember that the society was established solely on the basis of achieving love of others, and that this would be the springboard for the love of God. This is achieved specifically by saying that one needs a society to be able to give to one's friend without any reward. In other words, he does not need a society so the society would give him assistance and gifts, which would make the body's vessels of reception content. Such a society is built on self-love and prompts only the development of his vessels of reception, as now he sees an opportunity to gain more possessions by his friend, assisting him to obtain corporeal possessions. Instead, we must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others, so each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intention. Thus, If the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others. Otherwise, one remains with but a single force of love of others, since he does not see that the friends are practicing it, since the friends are practicing love of others in concealment. Moreover, the friends make him lose his strength of desire to walk the path of loving others. In that state, he learns from their actions and falls into the dominion of self-love. 4. Should everyone know his friend's needs specifically for each friend, so he would know how he can satisfy them? Or is it enough to practice love of friends in general?
Shailot.
Questions?
Ain.
None. Okay. What should we take from this? What should we learn from this? There's a big difference between the general society of humanity, where we live in, and as much as we need to be in a connection between us in a different manner between the friends, that it's two very, very contradicting and different societies. That's why where we are, whether at work or at home or on the street or anywhere, it has to be very distant and different than the way we connect between us and the way we aim ourselves in the connection between us to the Creator. So it's a completely different, isolated society. And that's how we need to determine ourselves, that there's a big difference between, let's say, work, home, the street, and what we are organizing here between us in the tent. And only in the ten is where we determine a relation from us towards the Creator, and that's where we expect the revelation of the Creator between us. And the rest of the society is where we are, where what we're in, the way it's a custom in society, that's how we exist according to what humanity determines. That's it. Man is as if in two forms of life. One form in society that's advancing towards the Creator, and a different form of life is in a society that is living the life of this world. And this attitude has to be clear and not confusing between the two. Moscow 7.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Хотел спросить по поводу скромности. С одной стороны, здесь...
I wanted to ask about being humble. On the one hand, Rabash writes that it's important to be humble and modest. On the other hand, he calls upon all the friends to actively express love of friends. So how do these two coincide?
Being humble doesn't mean that I'm restricting myself, but I need to calculate what needs to be revealed or concealed in our relationships. I'm only speaking in our tent. In the tent, what should be concealed or revealed in order to advance in the most beneficial way, most effective way towards the purpose of creation, purpose of life? What must I do? Then according to that, we can advance. That's why I need to conceal my ego and to reveal my attitude towards the friends, as it's written, and according to that, advance. What's the rest of the question, Denise?
Нет, дальше абсолютно понятно, что нужно активно проявлять любовь.
Later on, it becomes very clear that you need to actively express love of friends
in order to give them an example. Love of friends doesn't have to be in concealment. I don't have to hide it. Why? Because it brings more love. If I explain to others, I reveal to my friends as much as I love them, by that I'm inviting in them the same attitude to come to the others. I give an example.
А как, на ваш взгляд, наиболее эффективно можно проявить любовь к товарищам?
What's the most effective way, in your opinion, to express love of friends in the virtual world?
The fact that I'm concerned about the connection, us gathering at the times we determined, that I try to be in all our gatherings, in all our events, virtual, and I'm concerned that all my friends have the study materials and things they need in order to advance and connect. That's it. At least.
No. Балтия-1.
Раф тут в конце Рабаш оставляет нас вопросом.
In the end, Rabash leaves us with the question of whether everyone needs to know what each of the friends need, or is it general, or is it okay to work on love of friends in general?
Is it enough? He writes in number 4, right? Should everyone know his friend's needs, specifically for each friend, so he would know how he can satisfy them? Or is it enough to practice love of friends in general? So we need both. But obviously that first in general, I need to try and give society as much as they can receive, as much as they want to receive from me, as much as I understand that it's for their good. By this, I put my matters on the side, what I think or understand, and I measure myself according to what's written by the Kabbalists. And that's how I relate to them. That's the main thing, that I won't mix up my ego in here.
Belarus. Вопрос Дениса. Как я должен показывать открыто, что я работаю над любовью к товарищу?
Continue Denise's question. How do I openly need to show that I'm working on love of friends?
I have to reveal in any way possible that I'm concerned about the friends. Very simple. That they'll connect together, that they'll have the study materials, that they'll be there at all the times we're connecting. That's how it is. And I must also publish it, advertise it.
That more answers the question of what to do, but how?
Search for it yourself. What do you mean? How do I know how? It depends on each one's personal conditions he got. Kabu 7.
Good morning, Rav. What does Ravash refer when he says hatred of self? Is that really necessary?
Self-hatred is essential, that every time I try to uproot, to erase from my ego from myself as much as I can, and each and every day, a bit, like to bite out of it, grab it. And in this way, I try to feel every day as much as I work with the ego less than I did yesterday. It's very important. We forget about it, for sure, but it's desired every day to judge yourself as much as I did something today about it or not. And habit becomes a second nature. Like, let's say, an athlete that is used to doing hard work, let's say, he lifts weights, and without that, he already can't. That's how we get used to. We will get used to press our ego.
Tel Aviv 3.
Every now and then, as the Creator creates some kind of dispute between two friends and the ten, then we fall from, well, we no longer justify the friends, hate erupts, etc., etc. What does the Creator want to teach us?
The Creator wants us to ask of Him that He who makes peace above will make peace on us. He wants us to turn to Him and ask Him for connection. That's why He awakens disputes between us.
What result should we expect by covering the criticism and instead of it or upon it showing love to the friends? What do we want to get as a result of this work? What should be built?
A mutual vessel. That in this mutual vessel, we can feel the Creator. As much as we annul our egos, and as much as we connect above our egos, by this, we build a spiritual potsuf, that part of it is restricted, and part of it is activated in a mutual connection. And by this, we prepare a place for revealing the Creator.
Why does it have to be above, against the ego, the spiritual kli meaning?
Because it's entirely in bestowal, resembling the Creator, identification with the Creator, equivalence of form with the Creator. H10.
Thank God. In H10, we have 12 friends. And there are two friends that I can't connect to. I can connect with everyone else, no problem, I feel them. But as it says in item 3, that you have to remember that the society where it says that, he explains that you need to feel everyone. Why is it that the Creator hides two friends from me?
In order to give you work that you'll be able to annul yourself even more and connect to them.
But the more I annul myself toward them, the madder they get at me.
Very nice. The Creator isn't giving you an opportunity to be lazy. He's giving you a place to work. Say thank you and work.
Thank you. I will work.
Don't forget that the Creator is standing behind every friend and managing the friend towards you. Chadera 2. Oh, nothing? So what are you playing around there? Unity 2.
Подскажите, пожалуйста, почему вот эта критика накапливается и потом мы взрываемся в десятки?
Why does criticism accumulate and finally erupts in the ten?
It's because our will to receive grows in each and every one, in order to show us as much as we aren't corrected yet. So if we're sensitive more, we're correcting it with a small amount. If we're more coarse, so it's revealed more and more until it just outbursts. And it teaches us how we are supposed to behave towards one another, as much as we have to build connections between us in order to watch out for ourselves that we won't get to such an explosion that we won't be able to deal with anymore, and so on.
To correct it in the worlds means to review.
Moscow one.
Вот уже около года есть такой вопрос у товарища, как бы в отношении.
I have this question, or a friend has this question from almost a year in relation to a certain ten.
Связь в другой десятке.
That the heart is not that open to your ten, but it is more open to another ten. Can we discuss this, consider the situation, and decide to switch friends between tens?
The fact that there's a contradiction or a disconnection or resistance, collision, it's on the contrary, it's a place to work. And as much as we advance more, we'll have even greater arguments. The Rabbi Shimon students wanted to kill each other. It's not these words, it's the truth. That's how they felt towards one another, that they want to kill each other. But after they overcame and connected between them, so they reached love. And in that love, in the vessel of love, they discovered the Zohar, the book of Zohar. And without such great hatred between them, and afterwards correcting it and reaching great love, they couldn't discover not the coarseness in their vessel and not the purity in their vessel. And the Creator is revealed in that gap between the coarseness and the purity. So on one hand, each one is greater than his friend. His inclination is greater. We all grow through our egoistic desire more and more. Don't forget that. We advance in our will to receive. As much as we advance more, the will to receive will be greater. And I, in my descents, will hate everybody and want to run from that group and will be against that group. That's clear that that's how it has to be. And afterwards, I still want to overcome this will to receive that grew in me. And I understand that I still have to adhere to the friends and come to them to connection. And specifically in that connection, I can reveal new spiritual degrees. That is our path. Left, right, left, right. Constantly, that's how we rise. That we stay on the middle line. Our connection towards the purpose of creation, but also in the left, in our ego that's growing, in our will to receive, and also in the right, in the will to bestow, to overcome above the will to receive, and those two we grow. And don't forget about that. That's why, what does it mean that I move away from the friend that I hate? Specifically because I hate him, because I get such a feeling from above, I'll come closer to him, I'll perform all kinds of forms of connection between us, that even though I can't be connected to him, I still accept this work, that this is like a crane, that with it, I can lift myself. It's very important. Okay. Okay. So I don't have anything to add here. Now, no more questions from the women?
Coleman, please.
Ken, yes, Argentina 1. Kasher Rabash Mandabera La Chevra.
Argentina, when Rabash talks about society, is he talking about the 10 or the group in general?
Rabash is speaking about the 10. The 10 can be 2 and onward. Better not more than 10, because then it's difficult to get along with more than 10. And except for that, we need to try to always divide ourselves into groups which are compact, that locally can discuss and organize their matters, that each one will feel the others. 10 is no more or less. It's desire to be 10, but if not, so less. More than that, for sure not. We won't be able to control such an amount of people.
So when Rabash says society, he means 10.
Yes, of course.
Mark 15. How to love and care for the friends in a way that will not lead to the development of egoistic desires.
I need to show them my concern. My concern that I prepare myself to the lesson, that I bring the materials to the lesson, I try to organize more materials around it. I'm speaking about myself the way I do it. I speak to the reporters, to more people who write or ask. People turn to me with more questions during the day, different people from our society, something to do, something to offer. And in this way, I do it. This is what I can do. That's how each and every one of us, as much as he can strengthen the general society, and as much as he can strengthen his own private society, meaning the 10, we have to be concerned about this and that, and the fact that we're not speaking about constantly about this general society, it doesn't mean that I'm letting go of it. We talked about it, we understood it. Afterwards, I have to keep working in this without it being reminded in the lessons about it. But in the 10, yes, we do have to remind each other almost every day. As much as our connection must be more and more close.
Nashim?
Women?
If I care in general for what the friend needs, as Rabash writes, can't it increase the ego between us?
No. It depends with what intention we're doing this. The Creator takes care of us, and He's turning us around, and He'll organize. He will organize all of the relationships between us. Don't worry about it. We only need to worry about the connection, the closeness between us. And the more there's a distance or disputes, we have to see that it's an opportunity that the Creator is giving us to correct it.
Kafkaz 1, how is it possible to give love to the entire 10 in general without taking any of the friends into consideration in particular?
That can be. It's not real. If I just take my 10 into account and not each and every one. I have to see each and every one and the group in general.
Could it be that we don't want to use love of friends as a springboard to reach the Creator? Why not reach the Creator directly?
Of course we want to jump straight to the Creator. I have no problem with the Creator. Why? Because He's the Creator. He's great and big and does everything, and I can't cheat Him. I just annul there. But towards my friends, I can't. So we need to understand that without me organizing myself with my group in mutual bestowal, I don't have a path to the Creator. That's called from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. You don't reach the love of the group. Without the love of the group, you don't reach the love of the Creator. It's one after the other. It's 2 degrees.
Ken.
Yes?
Woman Hebrew.
What do you do when you feel rejection toward a friend that shows her love for the 10 openly, and my ego feels that it's too much exaggerated?
I feel all that in my ego. That's why I have to perform a correction on it. That as much as I look at the way she behaves, what if I love her? If she was like my daughter, how would I relate to her? And so on. We need to try and see these things above our will to receive.
If the friends hate me, I feel hate from them, should I express love toward them? Sorry, I didn't get the rest of the question.
I must express love to everybody without any connection to what I feel from them. Simple. Because the Creator brings me to the group and puts my hand on the good fortune and says, take this for yourself. Only this is the place where you can grow and reach the purpose of creation.
What's the difference between Rabbi Shimon's hate and hate that leads to destruction? Meaning hate that you can work with, that's a present, and hate that's harmful.
Hate that I can overcome, and as it's written, make his hater his lover, that's hatred that builds, and then I rise with it.
Germany 10. Reading Tess, I felt fulfillment. Reading Rabash now, I feel hate. Could that be the difference between how things really are and the potential we might reach?
In Tess, we don't really feel the connection between us and the opposite of form between us. It's something else. But when we read, or when we connect between us and the group, and the difficulties in the connection, there we feel our relationships in a very sharp way. And it's worth looking at it directly. The main thing is we need to take this all patiently, that when we start studying tests, it becomes very monotonic. Another day and another day and another day. And what will be? More details and more details. How much can you deal with it? And then we discover these things in a way that we can't keep going anymore. But we have to help each other. And that's what's written, man will help his friend. Alone, we can't. In a small society, 2, 3, even though you can advance, it's very difficult. It seems easier, it's not. It's more difficult. A society from 10 or as much as close to 10 is the optimum society that each one can help the others. And then we'll advance. Believe me, it's worth believing the Kabbalists and to do what they recommend. Next.
By shutting my mouth and not criticizing, does that bring correction to the 10?
It depends. I have to ask myself if the criticism I'm discovering, if it's beneficial, Does it build or does it destroy? And here I need to think. It could be that I'm taking a friend and consulting with him. And even not one, but maybe two, maybe three. But it's worth consulting first with part of the group in order to reveal this criticism to the whole group.
In practice, what does it mean to feel pressure in the ego? Is it an opportunity to ask the Creator to see that the friends are great?
Yes, of course. I ask the Creator to show me my friends that they're greater than me. And not the opposite, that the Creator shows me that they know more, that they're greater, that they're more sacred than me, and I fall from this into despair. How I'm so small towards them. I have to be happy from being in a society that my friends are so great, that they give me an example, that they can draw me ahead, that they give me a boat of Ervut, that with them I can reach connections. And by this, I supposedly am not happy about it, and I curse the Creator in my whole life. Because towards them, I feel how small I am. I have to be happy that I'm small amongst the great. Just how Rabash writes, the more I make a zero of myself towards the friends, by this I become greater. Okay, Kolman.
What does it mean to feel every day that I'm working with a smaller ego than yesterday? Am I not supposed to get a heavier weight every time?
Yes and no. Every day brings something. It's not a must. There are days that, and even a lot of days that we supposedly don't feel any advancement, then it suddenly comes. It all depends on the calculation, on what a person gets used to be doing. Okay, let's end here. I'm very happy of you. It's good that we let the women complete us with their very good questions. And that's it. Till tomorrow, as usual, we'll keep going. Also, throughout the day, try and repeat the materials we've studied, that it'll be ready for everybody. And till tomorrow. And we'll keep going.
Dear friends, we're reminding everyone about the questionnaire in regard to the ideological 10, sent in all questions to everyone. Please fill the questionnaire. It is meant for you to fill it, fill it personally. It's for yourself. And today, writers meeting at 10.
It's a pulse like the beat of a drum.
One is a pulse like the beat of a drum.
Who knows one? I know one. One is the game that we've already won.
One is the game that we've already won.
There's a special place in my heart. Shines from above,
guided by a force that shines from above.
Who knows one? I know one. One is the love that connects everyone.
One is the love that connects everyone.
Who knows one? I know one.
For us, a flame of eternal love.